Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, the experience is just fantastic. We trained, my good friend John Robertson, playing for Scotland at the time. Scotland were doing their pre-World Cup in Portugal, and we are doing it down at Sussex University.
Practically Spain.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying in Brighton at the time. So the interesting thing about it, Sussex University, was actually the weather was so brilliant that we could have easily been out in Portugal, but that was more luck than judgment. We had Jerry Armstrong. Jerry was incredibly fit at the time. Bingham had us doing an awful lot of pre-season work, or pre-World Cup work.
Which it means like a pre-season. Running.
Running. We did a lot of running.
Jerry liked his running.
Jerry could run. He could run forever.
Can I tell you, Jerry's told me many times he never had a bad game in his life. Just so that we're clear about that.
Well, it's interesting you should say. Well, I might as well go straight to that story, because we're staying in the hotel in Valencia. The phones to the room and trying to phone home, very, very expensive at the time, very expensive. And Jerry, and we obviously want to hear, we're cocooned in Valencia, but things are going well for us, so we really want to hear what people are saying back home. And one of the things that we did get was that just before the competition had started, Jimmy Greaves was asked how Northern Ireland might do. And Jimmy Greaves was very, very funny. He said, I think the Northern Ireland players should pack a toothbrush and an overnight bag because they'll be coming home soon. And it was kind of funny. So as the competition is going on, Jerry's doing brilliantly in the competition, and Jerry has befriended a cafe owner about 300 or 400 yards down from the hotel. And of course then Jerry is now the messenger. We're sending him out to find out what's happening. What are they saying about us, Jerry? The news must be really great. After we'd beaten Spain, Jerry's sent out again. Though it didn't take much for Jerry to go down there. He would have volunteered anyway. So he's back. He's coming up the road. We're waiting in anticipation. Jerry, what are they saying about us? Saying about you? He said, there's only three players in this World Cup. Socrates, Falcao, and myself. Which is brilliant.
24-carat Jerry.
Absolutely. Socrates, Falcao, and myself. But he was having the tournament of a lifetime. He was playing great. And of course, we had Norman Whiteside as a young kid coming through, the youngest player since Pelé to play in the World Cup. He was essentially a strong boy, really, really strong, good player. And we needed him in the side as well, too. He could look after himself, Graham. He was really, Norman's very strong. For a 17-year-old, you know, really, really brilliant. But what we had about the team, we had a good, naturally good spirit, Catholics and Protestants joining in together, really good spirit, good camaraderie, obviously. And the great thing about us is that we could defend strongly. If we'd have something to hold on to, we could defend it. For instance, you know, when we scored early on in the second half against Spain, it's a long 45 minutes. But the one thing you felt is that, yeah, they might get a goal, but they'll not overwhelm us, you know. And then when Maldoni gets sent off with 20 minutes to go.
Spain had a quite helpful referee on the night, if I remember
incredible,
correctly.
Incredible, yeah. He was a South American fella. Was it from Colombia, was it? Yeah. So, and he sent Maldoni off without even seeing the incident. Didn't even see it. Anyway, but for us to win the game against them was just really absolutely extraordinary.
So there, Andy, are some of Martin's memories of Spain in 1982. You go through and you do well, and there's a second group stage then.
Second quarterfinal, yeah.
France,
Austria,
if I'm not wrong.
We drew with Austria.
That's France side.
France side were exceptional. The best team in the World Cup would be.
The midfield is Tigana.
Tigana, Fernandez. And
Gires.
Gires.
Trezor at the back. Yeah, Platini up front. Yeah. Front DSEs. Yeah,
absolutely.
And they get bullied out of the semi-final by Thug Schumacher.
Yeah. In the game against France, I score a goal in the game, and it's absolutely roasting hot. We're playing in Atletico Stadium, the
Calderon. Yeah.
I mean, I think, Graham, I think 1982 was, even by Spanish standards, a really, really hot summer. I think it had been the hottest one they'd had for about 30 years. Really, and so we're playing, what is it, about 3 o'clock in the daytime or something. It's 3 or 4 o'clock in the day. 25 minutes gone in the game. I play a 1-2 with Jerry Armstrong, and Jerry incredibly gives it back. normally speaking, he would turn and go in another direction, plays it back.
Looking for Socrates or...
I hit this left foot into the net, so I'm halfway around Madrid celebrating before Sammy McElroy shouts to me and says... it's offside. I'm a yard onside, as the TV cameras would prove. Anyway, so had we taken the lead, Graham, we're well beaten in the match because we started to chase it. Let me tell you, a minute later, after Gires scores, so they're leading 1-0 at half time. Had we have been the other way around, it might have been a long time for France. They were magnificent side. Most likely they would have caught us, but you never know.